comes from Anita. Anita writes, "Dear Freak Show, I have a question to pose for you guys because I don't feel comfortable, and it's dealing with my own family. Now, my family takes vacations every year, and it's usually my brother, myself, and my mom and dad. They like to plan for big family vacations so we can go see other family members or so we can go to whatever place my dad is planning to include in our year's travels. The trips are perfect for me because being a 30-year-old who just got out of grad school, I don't have the funds to take these kind of trips myself. And my brother's always broke, so he's down to move. However, this is nice, but I have to tell you, my parents consistently book one room, usually a suite, but there's two beds there, so my parents get one and me and my brother get the other one. Sometimes all four of us in the room saves money, I get that, but it's really uncomfortable for me. I get it that it's my family, but I mean, we are grown. Why? I don't understand why we can't have our own rooms. It's too much togetherness, especially having to share one bed with my brother who's 27 years old and sleeps wild. Luckily, in the last few trips, there have been a couch in the suite where I could sleep on that instead of sleeping in the bed. And I don't have to pay for these, and if I did dig into my savings and buy another room, I probably wouldn't be on that many trips. We are saving because we've convinced him not to fly with everything going on with the pandemic, coronavirus, but we're driving instead, so I thought we can at least save a little money and maybe get our own rooms. Still, the plan is for one suite with two beds, and I'm stuck in here again. Now, I'm not trying to be ungrateful, but I'm just asking other grown people, should a 30-year-old be sleeping in bed with their 28-year-old brother in the room with their parents? Because it sounds just sad, and it feels even worse. Please tell me what your opinions are on this, because I don't really have many options other than pulling up some floor or luckily finding a couch."
Okay.
Signed, Anita.
Okay, then, first of all, you need to stay home. Yeah, you do sound ungrateful. And you know what? You can actually chip in if you want your own room.
She don't have no money. She says she just got out of school.
Then stop complaining. Yeah, it's more comfortable to have your own room, but that's your brother, and your parents are fitting the bill for everything.
Maybe I'm tripping because family, I've always seen family pull up in sleepovers or whatever. So we always did that. Is that wrong? Is that weird?
Because
I got family. I got friends that have family in Orlando that travel, and you know, you'll see like the kids be in one room, or they share a bed or whatever, or they get an Airbnb and everybody's hunkered down or whatever.
Right.
I mean, that don't really seem like an issue.
Well, it's not a big issue. That's, first of all, it's family. I mean, it might not be the most comfortable thing in the world to sleep next to your brother, but that's why people have jobs or they save money. You knew that this vacation was coming up. This is something that really bothers you. Then you should have gone ahead and booked your an extra hotel room next to everybody else. You know how those doors, the connecting doors, they kind of open up? You could have done that.
I did that with my, like, I remember when I had to be the principal for the dance convention?
Yes.
And I usually they go with my baby mama, and Jen usually is in the room with them.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're, like, you know, little ladies and stuff, now I wanted to get them their own space. So I let them have a room. And then I had a room that was connected.
Right, so sweet.
So, you know, but that was just because, like, it's dance. They got girls coming up and down from the convention. I wanted to get them their own space.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's four adults, though, I mean, it's like, and you just, it ain't like you throwing parties.
No.
You're just in the room to
sleep. I
sleep
with my dad in the room. It's not ideal, but I am so thankful that, like, if we go on a vacation, I know my dad's probably going to pay for it. If I wouldn't even bring this up to my dad because I feel like it's so rude.
You sleep in the room with your dad?
Yeah. I think the last time he decided he wanted to go to New York, and he invited just me, like a father-daughter thing, because we don't have that time anymore, especially since I have my own family. So, and he got a really nice room in New York City, and those are expensive. Did I want to sleep? You know, we had two queens, but I'm just saying, did I want to be in the same room with my dad? Not necessarily, but also those are great memories too. Some stuff you're going to look back on and wish that you didn't complain and bitch about.
Line one. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Jenny.
Jenny?
Yes.
Hey, what's up? What do you think?
I think you sound so ungrateful. A family vacation is just that, to be close to the family and enjoy time together, especially during this whole pandemic thing when people can't see their family like they normally do.
That's true, but can you be all hunkered up in the bed with your big brother?
My family, every year we go on a vacation to Daytona, and it's 4 or 5 people in the room.
Yeah.
You know, it might be a bed and a couch. You better suck it up unless you're going to pay for your own room.
Right.
You better suck it up.
Pay for yourself.
I got
exactly.
you.
Exactly. At the end of the day, the parents are trying to keep them close and enjoy time together. And if she can't deal with it, honey, you better come out of pocket and pay for your own stuff.
That would even look, I appreciate that. That would even seem kind of foul, too. Like, if the family's in one room and you buy your own room and go to your own.
That's rude.
That seems kind of bougie.
Yeah.
Because I remember when, this is bad.
Did you do this?
When I went home for Christmas and I brought my girlfriend home and everybody was at my house. It was, I knew it was packed.
Okay.
And so I booked a room at the Peninsula in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And so, it's like 30 minutes away and, and I'm able to show her because she had never been around snow and whatever. So I'm going to take her down, Michigan Avenue and all this other stuff. And so my mom was
of course, it's so rude.
She was like, you're coming home for Christmas.
You're my son.
But because you've brought a girl.
To show off.
And I'm like, I'm not showing off, Mom. I'm like, this is how I'm living.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm living, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a girl.
This is me.
And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm not a kid no more. Plus, my sister's there. My nephews are there. Like, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was in there. And it was just a tight space.
You don't want to be embarrassed.
So I'm like, I'm not going to sleep on the couch. And I got a girl and I kind of want to hook up with the girl. I don't want to do it in the house.
Right.
So I'm at the... My mama was not feeling
it. Of course she wasn't. That's her job, is to make you feel guilty about that.
Oh my God. Every time we mentioned... like I remember Sandy was like, we came in the room and there was this jazz playing because they put the radio on like a thing and it's a suite. And my mother was like, oh.
She gave you look.
She was not happy at all. I swear to God. But I do get how awkward it is because every time holidays come around, you are in a line for the bathroom.
Yeah. No, it can be pretty difficult, but there's a really good experience on the other side. You don't have to complain about everything.
Somebody said out of the 941, what's sad is you being 30 and your brother being 28 and y'all leeching off your parents.
That's kind of true.
You have all year to save, time to grow up, pay up, or don't complain.
I mean, you can save up $100, $150, or even split it with your brother. It's not that big of a deal. So stop complaining and enjoy your family time while you have them.
Somebody just made a great point. They said this is what's wrong with families today because back in the day, everybody had to do what they had to do to be around each other and deal with it, and that's what kept the family tight.
Yes.
Now everybody's in their own rooms, on their own phones, and they're separatists. This is sad.
Mm-hmm. It's totally different nowadays.
That's sad.
You better get in your room.
All right. Well,
her brother's probably going to fart on her or something. That's
you know what I'm saying? Like, you Dutch oven me. I'm grown.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.